Finally today, it's Super Bowl Sunday. You thought we forgot, didn't you? Of course we didn't. We were just trying to figure out what else there was to say after weeks of pre-Super Bowl hype. So then we thought, what about the walk-on music? When the respective teams, the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles, take the field, pretty different, as NPR's hip-hop writer Rodney Carmichael reports. And there's a story behind the Eagles' choice.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for?
The Philadelphia Eagles for the Super Bowl this year have chosen as their introductory song Dreams and Nightmares by local Philly rapper Meek Mill.
I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this, in a matter of time I spent on some locked up in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrists.
So the song starts with this really bare bones piano track. You hear strings come in, and you hear Meek laying out, you know, his story, his narrative. It's really explicit. It's real. It's a real story. It's his real story. From rags to riches, his rise in the rap industry, and the dreams and nightmares, so to speak, that have come from that.
I go and get it regardless. Draw it like I'm an artist. No crawling, went straight to walking with foreigns in my garages are foreign.
Then the track starts to build. It switches and the bass drops, and Meek's own delivery starts to build into this really explosion.
Some like Papa on the Spanish double M, yeah, that's my team, Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant, I'm the type can of men cast and grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new, she'll ride like my ghost.
Let me tell you a little bit about Meek Mill. This is a rapper. He's been around for a good decade now, I guess you could say. Again, he's from the streets of North Philly, and he rose from the ranks of being kind of like this grimy freestyle rapper to being a major success story, one of the biggest rappers in the game. But he also is a rapper who is plagued by his legal woes in the past. So Meek Mill violated his probation from a 2007 gun and drug case. Apparently he was still in his teens when he got stopped by the police and had a gun on him. And it's really one of several minor run-ins he's had with the law over the years, including a fist fight at a St. Louis airport, although the charges were dropped, and a reckless endangerment charge for driving his dirt bike in New York City. His probation judge sentenced him to 2 to 4 years in prison for those probation violations last year. And this case has really become kind of a lightning rod in this discussion that's been going on for years and continuing to go on around his case around sentencing laws and mass incarceration.
Had me feeling like that dope boy when he first touched that, I'm gone.
It says a lot that the Philadelphia Eagles are getting behind Meek Mill in such a public way, especially when you think about the protests Colin Kaepernick started and the way the NFL and the nation have really responded to those. In a sense, Kaepernick's protests were meant to draw attention to injustices like harsh sentencing that, you know, often leaves black men like Meek Mill caught up in this revolving cycle of prison and probation. So for the Eagles to pick this song shows a solidarity for a hometown guy who definitely has his back up against the wall. Of course, the Patriots have their own music scoring their grand entrance onto the field on Sunday. The song is called Intro to Carmina Burana. It's a very popular, very familiar sounding, dramatic, classical piece that you hear a lot in movies and TV commercials. And they're following that one up with Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. So, yes, pretty drastic contrast.
That was NPR's Rodney Carmichael.